Cardinal Mikel Roy and the God of Surprises by Robert Royal. But first a note, be sure to tune in tomorrow, Thursday, January 9th at 8 p.m. Eastern to EWTN for a new episode of the Papal Posse on the world over. TCT Editor-in-Chief Robert Royal and contributor Father Gerald E. Murray will join host Raymond Arroyo to discuss the appointment of Cardinal Robert Mikel Roy to head the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C., the appointment of the first woman to head a Vatican dicastery, and other issues in the global church. Check your local listings for the channel in your area. Shows are usually available shortly after first airing on the EWTN YouTube channel. Now for today's column. I don't make any great claim to virtue, but one vice that I've mostly avoided is the itch to predict the future, especially around the new year, when people, even Catholics, despite warnings from Scripture and Jesus himself, sufficient to the day, often offer themselves as prophets, sometimes even something closer to soothsayers. Not only do we make predictions for the next 12 months, lament or exult over what we think is coming, but we recommend new books or diets or exercise programs or spiritual practices, as if human life is, or should be, a rationally manageable, wholly predictable thing. Life's a pilgrimage, an adventure, and often, under God, deeply and happily unpredictable. Item, practitioners of the dismal science, which is to say economists, often hedge their bets by saying such and such will happen to the economy, all things remaining equal, which of course they never are. Item, lately, the science does things like predict that even small amounts of alcohol may give you cancer in some far-off future, unless a meta-analysis this year or the next questions those findings and may even recommend a drink or two. Uncertainties are a good thing, because otherwise we would be even more addicted to our own horizons, to very small, all too human goals. God has bigger plans for all of us, and these uncertainties are among the many sly avenues he uses. Subtle is the Lord, to wake us up to greater vistas. In the ancient and medieval worlds, the unpredictable nature of the world was properly recognized, even personified as Dame Fortuna, a fickle lady, but one entrusted by God with the crucial task of changing things around, beyond human ken, so that no person or group or nation can go long without realizing they're not in control, which is to say, not God. Though the human race being what it is, it's a lesson that we forget or fail to learn over and over. Which brings me, as you may have been waiting for, to the Vatican's appointment this week of San Diego's Cardinal Robert Mikel Roy as Cardinal Archbishop of Washington, D.C. There are rumors that previous occupants of that post, including Cardinals Wuerl and Gregory, along with the Papal Nuncio to the United States and several figures in Rome, opposed that appointment. Except for the very exceptional Theodore McCarrick, the Archbishop of Washington has usually been expected to be a calming figure, someone who can manage the church in a city where Democrats and Republicans, liberals, conservatives, leftists, libertarians, and even further out political oddities all exist both inside and outside the church. For the most part, they've succeeded in that task. Mikroy's appointment is an oddity. He is a native of California, has spent almost all of his priestly life there, none in Washington, and has no great claim to being the best or even a good choice for the new post, other than he's long been a progressive social justice advocate. And in some readings, in line with Pope Francis, if one were given to speculation, it might be thought that Pope Francis was persuaded to appoint him as a counterweight to the return of Donald Trump. Mikel Roy has been a vocal opponent of deportations. And as an intelligent man, degrees from Stanford and Harvard, he's a more articulate spokesman for that and other progressive positions than any other American bishop. The Pope has been a passionate advocate for immigrants since the first days of his pontificate, so it's understandable that he probably hopes the appointment will slow down the president. It won't. This is not a prediction, but already a reality. And not only in America, all across Europe, and even in the UK and mild-mannered Canada, the impossibilities created by large waves of illegal immigration have caused large majorities of citizens to demand they stop. And, as possible, reversed. And as for Trump in particular, $2 billion and the whole cultural class of media, universities, Hollywood, and more haven't stopped him. Mikel Roy may make progressives, Catholic and not, feel some degree of self-satisfaction in the resistance. In practical terms, it will amount to nothing. but all that is politics, before we even get to internal church questions. As is well known to people familiar with Washington, this is a rather traditional area for Catholicism. The Baltimore Archdiocese and the Arlington Diocese, where I live, are mostly populated by solid priests and parishes. Austin Ruse wrote a good account of the church here before the McElroy announcement. Pope Francis likes making a mess in various ways. And if one really had to predict, it's likely he's done so in ways beyond estimation here. The priests of Washington will not be very welcoming if the new boss tries to implement a policy he defined towards welcoming LGBTs and allowing them to receive the Eucharist. The distinction between orientation and activity cannot be the principal focus for such a pastoral embrace, because it inevitably suggests dividing the LGBT community into those who refrain from sexual activity and those who do not. He also tried to dismiss the worldwide reaction against Fiducia supplicants over the blessing of irregular couples as primarily a continuing animus against gays. See Father Gerald Murray on Cardinal McElroy denounces the haters. There are reports of his unwillingness to act when provided with information about the sins of McCarrick and others. His new prominence may lead into investigations of that record. In several ways, he's a better fit for the German episcopate than the capital of a religiously robust America. Women priests, democratic structures in the church, communion for the likes of Biden and Pelosi, no emphasis on abortion as a singular public evil. In short, yes, maybe in line with Francis, but even perhaps over the line. And yet, it's a new year. God remains king over all. The shepherds and the flock continue in spiritual combat as we make our pilgrimage towards eternity. Let's pray that the God of surprises will surprise us in his own good ways.